Here we go again.
Woo!
Jay Younger and Molly Mason are my guests today. Out here is going to be a naturally. The name of the program is Knock on Wood. The name of the entertainer here is Steve Charney. That's my name. Oh, Christine Lavin is going to be on the CD player, actually, off her Dr. Demento album. We also have a couple of other things for you. I'm not even sure yet. I'll just pick them out as time goes on. And time does go on. You can't stop it. Interesting about that, isn't it? You can't just stop time. Nope. You can stop yourself, but time just keeps going. So we got to get right into it before, you know, we got to kind of keep moving with it. Yeah. This is the Hoosier Hotshots. These guys were around in the old days. The golden days of radio back in the 40s. They were on the NBC radio network. The Hoosier Hotshots. This one is called This Is the Chorus.
Come, come, Hezzy. Fetch it up. That's it. This is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad.
This is the chorus of a song. Yes, it's a chorus you're hearing now. You make up the words and you go along, 'cause no one listens to the lyrics anyhow. Run along, dum-de-dum. If you want to, you can whistle or hum when you're singing this song to your friends. Just remember, this is where the chorus ends.
Ah, da, da. Is that my time?
Good. I'm good.
Here it goes. The guy who wrote this song was deaf. He couldn't hear a note. This is the verse.
Well, that's the verse?
This is the verse.
Oh, my.
But he knew all the rules. He didn't. That is why he wrote the first.
First.
The voice. The guy who wrote the lyrics was as crazy as a loon. So there's nothing to this song but the tune.
This is the chorus once again. La 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 la, with sealing wax. A rooster is different from a hen. Well, have you ever sharpened pencils with an axe? Tra la la,
tra la la,
dum de dum,
dummy dummy day.
Had a sweetie, but she wouldn't marry me.
I like it. Hoosier Hotshots. That's cute. They were great. Okay, let's see. I'm sitting here with my guitar.
Right, Steve, and I'm sitting here with my voice.
That's right. Ready to do our tune together?
Yeah.
This is Take Off All My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. Well, if you got seasick.
Yeah, Steve.
My stomach is in a commotion. I'm leaning far over the rail. I don't want to dirty the ocean. Oh, somebody bring me a pail. Come up, come up, come up to dinner, come up.
I ate pickles and apples and jelly. I ate ate bananas and tuna fish too. My stomach, it feels like a deli, and my breath, it smells like a zoo.
Come up, come up, come up, dear dinner, come up. If you ever decide to go boating, be careful you don't eat that day. All that rocking and reeling and rolling will send all that food the wrong way. Come up, come up, dear dinner, come up, come up, come up, come up, come up, dear dinner, come up.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a little sing-along, but just for you guys out there, all right? This is called Sensitive New Age Guys, and wherever you are right now, riding in your car or lying on the beach with your Walkman on, please sing along on this song. It'll help you with your male bonding kind of thing. And to help you, I've rounded up every sensitive guy I could find in New York City tonight. So you just sing along with them, please, don't be shy. Who like to talk about their feelings?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who's into crystals, into healing?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who like to dress like Richard Simmons?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who are hard to tell from women?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who like to cry at weddings? Who think Rambo upsetting? Who tapes 30-something on their VCRs? Who's got child on board stickers on their cars? Ooh. Whose last names are hyphenated?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who love three men and a baby? A movie I hated.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Consciousness is constantly raising.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Yet whose tax-free income is amazing.
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who thinks that red meat is disgusting? Who's into UFOs, channeling, and dusting? Who believes us when we say we've got premenstrual syndrome? Who doesn't know who plays in the Seattle Kingdom? Lots of guys don't know who plays in the Seattle Kingdom. Guys not into brutal, violent contact sports. Why? Let's ask these sensitive guys right here. Hey, guys. Do you know who plays in the Seattle Kingdom? Oh, good answer, good answer. Who likes music that's repetitious?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who likes music that's repetitious?
Sensitive New Age guys.
Who carries the baby on his back? Who thinks Shirley MacLaine is on the inside track? Who always sings on sing-alongs, even when they can't stand stupid sing-along songs? Well, yes, I could tell a lot of you guys out there really hated this song. Not all of you sang, but a lot of you did, because it was a sing-along, and you didn't want to hurt my feelings.
Didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Because you know what that's like.
Stupid.
Because you've had your feelings hurt so many times, because you're so sensitive.
And
yes,
stupid.
You're sensitive.
Jay Unger, Molly Mason, Peter Davis, yeah, clarinet, fiddle, guitar, all here in the studio, in the Knock on Wood studio. It is so exciting to have you three on my show. I can't tell you. It's always such a treat. You're the finest musicians I know.
Oh, you're too kind.
I am.
But we pay him well to say that.
Right,
so.
And he doesn't know very many musicians.
Yeah, no, I only know three. No, this isn't true at all. This is, you deserve all the fame and the success that you've been having in the last few years, and it's so exciting to see your career go the way it is.
however that is. Yeah, it Jay, is fun. We're having a great time.
Are you? Yeah, that's great. Jay wrote Ashokan Farewell, which was the theme music to the Civil War, the Ken Burns Civil War.
Right,
as we mentioned,
TV show, not the real war. Right.
Of course, I want credit for giving Ken Burns the idea, since I had a show before Knock on Wood called Follow the River. That was my theme before the Civil War. Even was a glimpse.
You know, I heard a rumor that he was going to call the Civil War series Follow the River in the early days of when he was working on it. But
yeah, well, we were going to sue him. That's why. Oh,
or maybe it was Follow the Civil War. Yeah,
follow the drinking wars.
Isn't that an oxymoron? Mm-hmm. Okay, ain't misbehaving.
Music, yeah.
Music, let's say that's why we're
this
here.
This is an old Fats Waller tune.
Okay, back to 1930 or thereabouts, a wonderful song from a great guy, Thomas Fats Waller. Talk with all by myself, no one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Well, I know for certain the one that I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. Now I don't stay out late, I don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Set me straight.
Time.
Ain't misbehaving, and I hope, Harry, that you were listening to that.
Yes, I'm listening, and I don't believe a word of it.
No, that's a wonderful sentiment. Ain't misbehaving, Fats Waller tune, one of my favorite tunes. I made them play that. They didn't want to play. They were getting tired of it. They've been playing it. How long have you been playing it?
Oh, 30, 40 years.
Well, I've been since 1903.
That's right.
Jay Unger, Molly Mason, Peter Davis, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's fun.
They have so many CDs out. I recommend you go out and buy some CDs of theirs. They're great.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Thanks so much.
Now there's just one thing that I just can't stand. That is sitting at the table with an ill-mannered man. When you're sitting on his left before he slips in a bite, you reach to cross your plate. Now I know that's not right. Now I love to eat just as well as any man, but there's some simple rule even a fool can understand. Like when you've had one helping, you'd like another piece of cake. Don't you go reaching across my plate.
Don't you go reaching across my plate. Don't you go reaching across my plate. Don't you go reaching, no, no. Don't you go reaching across my plate.
Now at supper last night at my sister Mary's, some guy reached across my plate and dipped his coat sleeve in my gravy. I didn't say a word, looking straight in the eye. He reached across my plate and swiped a big chunk of pie. Now I don't care if you do it for a prank, and I don't care if you need something to drink, especially when I'm out and I'm with my date.
Don't you go reaching across my plate. Don't you go reaching across my plate. Don't you go reaching across my plate. Don't you go reaching, no. Don't you go reaching across my plate.
Now I had a party last week. All the folks, you know, everything was there and it was no joke. They had barbecued possum with rattlesnake gravy, chicken fried skunk, you know, it smelled real crazy. Everything was fine, but one thing had me blue. Some guy reached across my plate for the armadillo stew. Now, folks, when you're out to dinner, I want you to act real nice. Say, but just because you happen to come in a little late,
don't you go reaching across my plate. Don't you go reaching across my plate. Don't you go reaching across my plate. Don't you go reaching, no. Don't you go reaching across my plate.
Pickled cigars.
Bob Reed. All right, this is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Jan Graham, Molly Mason have left. Harry's still here.
Right, Steve?
Pick this up off the internet, some waiter jokes.
Right, everybody loves waiter jokes.
Right. Why don't we do, why don't we do a little role-playing, okay? I'll pretend I'm the diner. You know, I'm the guy eating.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the waiter.
Okay.
Waiter, what's this fly doing in my soup?
Looks like the breaststroke to me, sir.
Waiter, my plate's wet.
That's not wet, sir. That's the soup.
Waiter, there's a dead fly in my soup.
What do you expect for a buck, a live one?
Waiter, there's a fly in my soup.
Well, keep quiet about it or everyone will want one.
Waiter, this coffee tastes like mud.
Oh, I'm not surprised, sir. It was ground a few minutes ago.
Waiter, my knife is blunt and my steak is like leather.
I should strop the knife on the steak then, sir.
Waiter, you're not fit to serve a pig.
I'm doing my best, sir.
Waiter, I'll pay my bill now.
This $10 note is bad, sir.
Yes, well, so is the meal. Waiter, how long have you been here?
6 months, sir.
Ah, then it can't be you who took my order. Waiter, this lobster's only got one claw.
Well, I expect he's been in a fight, sir.
Well, bring me the winner. Waiter, have you got frog's legs?
Certainly, sir.
Then hop into the kitchen and get me a steak. Waiter, does the piano player play requests?
Yes, sir.
Then ask him to play baseball outside till I finish my meal. Waiter, my bill, please.
How did you find your luncheon, sir?
With a magnifying glass. Waiter, what do you call this?
Cottage cheese, sir.
Well, I've just bitten on a piece of the door. Waiter, what do you call this?
That's bean soup, sir.
I don't care what it's bean. I want to know what it is now. Waiter, I'll have the pie, please.
Anything with it, sir?
If it's anything like last time, I'd better have a hammer and chisel. Waiter, I'll have my bill now.
How did you find your steak, sir?
Oh, I just moved the potato and there it was. Waiter, waiter, what's this fly doing in my soup?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'll bring a spider over any minute.
And finally, waiter, waiter, what's this fly doing in my soup?
It's okay, sir. He won't eat much.
I sit at home. It's a rainy day. I phone my friend, but he's got nothing to say. I asked my dog to play, and he said, no way. I turn the TV on, but there's nothing but news. I see my sister, she is taking a snooze. I think, oh well, I've got nothing to lose. I picked up my ukulele, oh, four little strings swaying to and fro. Don't wanna listen to no radio. I'll play my ukulele, oh. I jumped up on the kitchen chair, see my sister shaking up her hair. Gonna play some rock and roll on my ukulele, oh. Here I go.
Name of it. It's got an E at the end of that, F-O-O-T-E. If the Shoe Fits is the name of the CD, and it's on Disney's Music Box. It is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. I think I'm going to dip into this book, The Mother Tongue. Haven't read from this in a while. English and How It Got That Way. This is written by Bill Bryson. National bestseller, it says on the top. It's put out on Avon Books, and I love this book. It tells you a lot about the English language that you just never think about, and then you go, oh yeah, right, it's interesting. For instance, in Chaucer's day, that was a long time ago, about, I don't know, 500, 600 years ago, the K was still pronounced in words like knee and no. They pronounce it knee and kno. Knight would have sounded more or less like knigata. Can you imagine that? Think of how it's spelled, K-N-I-G-H-T. Every letter was enunciated. The G-H was enunciated. Gna, gta. The G was pronounced in gnaw and gnat instead of gnaw and gnat, as was the L in words like folk, wold, you know, wood, and alms. In short, the silent letters of most words today are shadows of a former pronunciation. I don't know about you, but I think it's fascinating. So sometimes when you're learning your vocabulary words and something just doesn't make sense, it was because in the old days they used to do it like that. They used to pronounce it like that. He's been writing about who makes the rules about English grammar, and he comes to the conclusion that no one really does, and so we take it from here. If there are no officially appointed guardians for the English language, who sets down all those rules that we all know from childhood? The idea that we must never end a sentence with a preposition or begin one with a conjunction, that we must use each other for two things and one another for more than two, that we must never use hopefully in an absolute sense, etc., etc. Consider the curiously persistent notion that sentences should not end with a preposition. We've all heard this a million times. The source of this stricture, and several other equally dubious ones, was with Robert Louth, an 18th century clergyman and amateur grammarian, whose A Short Introduction to English Grammar, published in 1762, enjoyed a long and distressingly influential life both in his native England and abroad. It is to Louth we can trace many appendix's most treasured notions, the belief that you must say different from rather, different from, rather than different to or different than, the idea that two negatives make a positive, the rule that you must not say the heaviest of two objects, but rather the heavier of two objects, the distinction between shall and will, and the clearly nonsensical belief that between can apply only to two things and among to more than two. And he says, by this reason, it would not be possible to say that St. Louis is between New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, but rather that it is among them, which would import a quite different sense. That's a good point. He says, perhaps the most remarkable and curiously enduring of Louth's many beliefs was the conviction that sentences ought not to end with a preposition. But even he was not didactic about it. He recognized that ending a sentence with a preposition was idiomatic and common in both speech and in informal writing. He suggested only that he thought it generally better and more graceful, not crucial, to place the preposition before its relative in solemn and elevated writing. Within 100 years, this had been converted from a piece of questionable advice into an immutable rule. There we go. Bill Bryson, The Mother Tongue, English and How It Got That Way. Oh my goodness, the time is caught up on us. We're done. Our time is up, so we must leave.
And so goodbye from me and Steve.
There's no more to the show, except to let you know
it's time to go.
Knock on Wood is written and produced by me, Steve Charney. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, a sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives, and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs.
It's time to go.